if we don't let our anger be kindled. What is that old scripture? Ecclesiastes 7 and 9. What is that scripture? Ecclesiastes 7 and 9. 7 and 9. Be not hasty in thine own spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Don't be hasty. Praise God. Let's get that anger, get ourselves under the control of the Spirit of God and the fear of God. And that fear of God will make us do like Jesus. Put ourselves into His hands and threaten not, but commit Himself unto Him who judgeth righteously. And Zechariah 4 and 6 says something about the power that makes us capable of handling some situations sometime when God leaves it up to us and gives us the wisdom and the anointing to do it. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's not your might, it's not your wisdom, it's not your power, your influence, or that something you learn how to handle people or handle situations. You're going to find out sooner or later that Dale Carnegie psychology or psychology you're trying to use, it might work sometimes to get you by. But first thing you know, you're going to get in a corner, and the only one that can deliver you out of that corner is God. And then you're going to have to wish you was used to letting God handle it for you. Let Jesus fix it for you, for He knows just what to do. When you kneel down to pray, let Him have His way, and He'll fix it for you. Fix that old condition. Fix that attitude. Fix things up in your heart so you can walk in the steps of Christ, and you can somehow pattern your life as nearly as possible out of what these books of the record that God gave us of His Son has told us was His will for us. Let's submit to it before God lets us punish ourselves, or He Himself has to punish us. Let us pray. Our Father, I thank You, Lord, that we can turn away from the ways of Adam and being contrary with God, rebellious. And Lord, we can turn away from the descendants of Adam that wants to walk in His ways. They want to walk in their own ways. They want to walk in their own will. They want to be king in their own right. But I pray, Lord, that You'll help us, Lord, to quit punishing ourselves. Quit bringing ourselves and inflicting such pain and misery upon ourselves with our foolishness in trying to handle things that we cannot handle. Solving problems that we cannot solve. Trusting the arm of flesh that will fail us at the time when it's most vital that we succeed. I pray in the name of Jesus that we won't imitate Adam and Eve any longer, but we'll imitate or mimic or follow the ways of Jesus Christ. He suffered the same temptations that Adam and Eve suffered, and He conquered the devil. He was victorious. He overcame him. And He's given us that victory if we'll accept it, according to the book that has the record of this great life-giving promises and responsibilities that He's given us. May we accept them, Lord, embrace them, and live a life that's victorious and filled with the joy and peace of our great God. We ask it, Father, in the name of Jesus, and amen.
This concludes Side 2. Please fast forward the tape to the end to queue up for your next listening.